Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. Just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. And for everybody who's listening via phone, we appreciate you calling in. You're most definitely welcome to do a shout out. You can spit some poetry, you can sing your song, do some comedy, whatever your talent is, feel free to do so. And also, we're all about support. So if you have a business, nonprofit organization, just different events going on, let us know so we can support you. And we support people all over the world. This is just not a North Carolina thing. I just happen to be in North Carolina. So we do appreciate you calling in. We appreciate the time that you take to call in and rock out with us on the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. So again, I'm your host, China, with the Lyrical Cypher. And just know, you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. So always know that. So what I'm going to do, let's go ahead and slide on in to the next round of Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get it.
The Black Salamander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, woo, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the Black Salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet, riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shine too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, fitting free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander?
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
Oh, 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 oh your dad and win.
You're mine,
you're mine. All those times I said that I loved you.
You're mine,
you're
mine.
Yes, I tried, yes, I tried.
You're mine,
you're
mine.
Even though you knew I'd die for you.
You're mine, you're mine.
Yes, I cried, yes, I cried.
I'm
trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell him.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm
yeah.
Working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna give
me,
you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother,
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys enjoyed the first round. So what I'm about to do, I'm about to go ahead and kick it into our open mic. Just for all our newcomers, if we have anybody on the line who's never been on the line, what I do is I give you a shout out for anybody who's called in. And I'm only going to call out your area code. And so just give you a shout out and feel free if you want to sing, you want to rap, you want to do comedy. Or just let us know what's going on in your community. If you have an event coming up, we're all about support. And also, if you have a business, let us know so we can support you. Again, I'm your host, China. And just want to show my appreciation. The only thing we ask you guys to do, we just need your radio edited version. So meaning, keep it clean. Other than that, we're good to go. So without further ado, we have a 252 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China.
Hey, Miss Taylor, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
How you doing?
Nice to hear you on the radio.
Thank you. Do you like it?
Yes, ma'am. I love it to death. Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right now. Well, please
yes, ma'am.
Tell
ma'am.
A lie.
Ma'am.
I didn't
yes, ma'am.
Hear you.
Let's bring it on.
And look, you feel like singing, let me know. I got you.
Do you want to sing a song?
I would love for you to sing a song, Burnett.
Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. You watched over me all night long. Lord, I know you've been so good. Jesus, I've been wrong in my life, and sometimes I even sin. But Lord, I thank you for waking me this morning. And let me kneel down and pray again. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you made a desperate way this morning. Made it behave. You've been good. You've been mighty nice. I know you've been so good to me. Sometimes I look around and say, Lord, I know you spared my life. Lord, I know you spared my life. Lord, I know you spared my life. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but Lord, I know you spared my life. Amen. Yes, Miss Shaw, I'm through. Miss Shaw.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
All right, please stand on the line
right.
So you can do the show. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We'll stand on
right.
The line.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we got a 661 in the building. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
All right.
How about you? How's your week going?
It's going great. Going pretty good. I can't complain.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, how about your week?
It's going. It's cold. So, I mean.
All right.
We dropped down into like 19 degrees at night, so it's real cold.
Yeah. I know that's right. What you got for us tonight?
I actually have one that I wrote for my mom, and it's called Heavenly Holiday. And here goes. Memories of you come far and few. Around this time of year is when I mostly think of you. Blue eyes, brown hair, skin so soft, nice and fair. The smell of your perfume, it fills the air. Holidays will never be the same again. You see, right before Christmas is when I was told that I would lose my very best friend. Words couldn't describe what I was feeling. All I knew was to pray and ask God for healing. Remembering your voice and words about life and how to make the right choices. Living life to the fullest is my destiny. Losing you brought me misery. Christmas and New Year's were your last earthly holidays. Missing you all the year long in so many ways. You are not just my protector, comforter, advisor, and friend, but Mom, you will forever be, from then to now until the very end, my mom. That's it.
Wow, that was beautiful, lady.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
I know it took a lot to write that about your mom.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You know, because around Christmas, like I said, Christmas and New Year's, it's hard for me because those were her last two holidays with me, you know. But
right.
I make it through, and it's about to be 19 years in April, you know. So I still make it through.
Yeah.
Hello?
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the phone had went out, I guess.
I heard you, lady.
Oh, okay, okay.
But please stay on the line. I'm about to go to a quick little intermission and be right back, you guys.
Okay, okay.
Start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of that game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. Probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin in the minds of men. That phony hug into an angry shove, and that angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations than feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
What's up, everybody? I appreciate that. We had a little small intermission, but we're back on track, and I appreciate you guys listening and vibing out with us. Again, a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. And if you want to call in and perform, please call 323-642-1532. So with that being said, we got Mr. Carlos on in the building. What's up? What's up, Carlos? I call him DMX of Poetry. What's up? What's up?
What's up, China? How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yo, man, I usually respect something, man. You know that, but I don't know, China. I've been going through a lot lately, man, and right now I just needed something to kind of keep my head lifted. So I know this is always put a smile on my face, but you know what I mean? I'm here. I'm here.
That's what's up. Well, we appreciate having you, and we'll most definitely keep you in our prayers.
Yo, hey, but I do got a friend that has called in, and he was just sent back. He keep asking about whoever. I was like, yo, I just listen, man. He enjoying himself, y'all. Yo. You'll get a chance to speak to him in a minute.
All right.
He'll introduce himself in a minute.
Okay.
But, yo, y'all enjoy yourself, man. And everybody, as always, keep your head up. And just because I am going through something, I will not lose. Y'all remember that. Gotta keep that mentality also.
All right. Everybody, that was Carlos. I call him DMX the Poetry. And we got another call on the line. We got 910 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China in the building.
Wow, what's happening, Miss China?
What's up with you?
I'm cool now. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Well, that's good. That's good. Bless. Glad for you to have me. Yeah, that was my little dog, man. Like, I really like what I'm hearing. Like, it's my first time, like, really in tuning into this, you know, station or whatever. But
that's
I definitely like the vibe. Like, we need more of that in our life as far as, you know, a people. You know, so it's
right.
It's good. I really appreciate you, you know, like, the effort and the time that you put in. So you do need, like, you know, some gratitude for that. So congratulations to you for even being a leader for us. You know what I mean?
Thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Rufus. You know what I mean?
Rufus?
Yeah.
Well, appreciate you calling in. Are you going to get on the mic tonight?
Hey, listen, I really want to, but like, but I like, I don't have no beats or nothing, but I really do would like to speak. You know what? I'll just speak then, if that's okay. I don't know a few words. Okay. Look, I like to see people being people. Because nowadays, when you look at us, you don't see us as equal. You see us as evil. deceitful, don't want to listen, disrespectful, came from a life where they don't respect you, they neglect you. I guess it's a different aura, a different reality, but their reality can't face what we see. So how can we call it justification of the cases that we have that's embedded on we because we don't know no better? Look for my brother for help, but shit, he in the streets to get that cheddar. Mama, she got two jobs to see. What she bring home, it don't keep the lights on. So yeah, we moan because our stomach hurt, but it's not our fault. I mean, it ain't our fault, but our fault. He locked up. He behind that wall, so we send him kites because we still love him. We don't hold no grudge because, see, we ain't the type to judge him because we live that life. We know the scars. But they see, they look at us like, yeah, they belong or they belong behind them bars. That's they type. See, to judge a book, you got to turn the page. You just can't look at the cover of it and think that you can really feel our pain when you ain't never been through the struggle. 32 years, I ain't even seen my mom, but still I want to hug her, and I got the chance to. She was granted parole. 32 years, life gone. That's a toilet bowl. That's real shit. Listen to this. I'm sorry. But still, I borrow time because it was given to me for God. So this time that I'm giving to you is because I didn't want to, but I just felt like it was time. Thank you, little mama. You know what I mean?
Wow, that was a dope piece. Rufus.
Yeah, and that was just from my heart. I didn't write it or nothing, you know. So, thank you. I really appreciate that. I needed to get that off my chest.
I got you. But I just want to thank
Instagram. Listen, my Instagram is 910-504. You know, if you want to follow me or whatever, I really, you know, like things like this. So I really will tune in more, you know, because this how we build, you know. And I'm the type of brother build and destroy. You know, so
and
yes,
please spread the word for us too. And
you got that.
I also want to make sure. I just want to tell you this. Just make sure when you're on the radio, just make sure you don't curse. You know,
yes,
I want to. I want to be able to stay on air.
Yes, ma'am.
So, oh, you good? You know, I don't know if you heard me when I did it in the beginning, but we just got to make sure we keep it clean. And
yes,
I do the
ma'am.
Same thing at my show too. So I do have a show. I don't know if you're in North Carolina or not.
No, I'm out here in L.A. right now, actually.
You're in L.A.? Okay. I was going to say, we have a monthly show called The Lyrical Cypher. Not let me call it The Illusions. But since you're here, you know, in L.A., you can always call every Tuesday night.
Okay.
You know, every Tuesday night, we do the show at 9 o'clock.
All right, cool. All right. Indeed. Well, right, then I'll definitely be tuning in.
All right. So stay on the line
and
vibe out with us.
All right, you got it.
All right, everybody, this is Rufus.
All right, thank you.
Spitting knowledge, we appreciate you. All right, so what I try to do, everybody, is as I learn and I grow, I try to give back to you. You know, I do the same thing just as I grow and learn in general, whether in person, you know, personal, at work or what have you, because a lot of people don't know. I'm a substance abuse counselor, motivation speaker, life coach, and I thank God for that calling because it gives me an opportunity to provide help to other people, you know, and to learn and research and know, like just researching myself and being able to share that with other people too means a lot to me. So with that being said, what I'm learning and what I'm growing, like what I'm learning today and what I had a chance to pay attention to was something I said earlier today. And what I said was, it's amazing to me that, you know, when it said in the Bible, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, and I had to put away childish things. And I realized, and you know, saying, and you had to put away childish things in it because I'm no longer a child. So what I looked at was, just because you're turning, you're 18 or becoming an adult does not mean that you put away childish things. And growing and maturing as an adult, putting away those childish things, it takes time. It takes a lot. It takes some bumps and bruises, some good to bad, ugly, and different. But as you learn and you grow, you do put away those childish things, those childish ways, the things that you learn as a kid or adapted to, because your subconscious downloads and stores all that information of what you witnessed, what you saw, and what you know, and it you become it until you realize what works for you and what doesn't. So that's just something I learned, to basically just learning to let go of things that aren't good for you. You know, things, people, the whole nine, and moving forward and putting away those childish ways that we did things, those immature emotional ways, those immature, you know, different ways, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, just letting that go so you can grow. So this, like I say, just a little knowledge, different things I'm learning. Like I say, if I learn and I grow, I'm going to give it back to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But this is a little nugget from me. I'm going to give you the nugget I got and go from there. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slide into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. But before I do that, anybody, if you don't have anything going on Saturday, please put on the 26th, Saturday, Illusions Open Mic in your calendar. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11 p.m. The show is $10 for open mic talent. It's only $8. That includes your refreshments. And it's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. We'd love to have you guys in the building to rock out with me and the band. We've been doing this for almost 10 years. March will make 10 years. We've been having open mic once a month at the Arts Council. And I'm so excited because we got some dope features. And I can't wait to put it out there. It's about that time, about to put it out there. We're going to be promoting this thing really hard. So, hope you guys can come out on Saturday so we can rock out and do our thing. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slide into the next round. And hope you guys enjoy.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know, I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I add you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. And let me pour all my love letters, let me help you. Take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. You wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire, I'll fire. See you soon, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Water for the rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tight to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. In the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you, need to give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Oh, pure your love shines through. God's love.
love ain't as
bad. Boy, you have someone who really
Boy, you have
loves
someone
you.
Who really loves you.
Right here, y'all. Yeah, this the new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts is too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. No, a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be good. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you do, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits ya, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa.
Sirens and cherry color red lights, that's what you see in the streets called life. How many must fall, receiving calls from behind cell walls? Letters piled up, about half mile high. When will it stop, hanging out at the spot? We need you here, losing you, my heart is my greatest fear. Settle down and make a turnaround. I know that it's hard being a countryman from Browntown, but as you can see, that's where it goes down, being a part of the street life. Remember, it's not just you. I'm a part of you too, boo. I love you with my whole life. I'm forever yours, your soon-to-be wife. Stay out of that street life.
I want to ride on the cloud. I want to see heaven at its best. I want to see Jesus. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to smile at the angels. I want to hear the music playing every day, not just on a Sunday. I want to see no more rainy days, no sorrow, no killing. I just want to continue to be life at its stealing, stealing for the words of the skies of prosperity, turning evil into good and let good stay good. Learning my strength for all that it is and what it can be. What it could is what it is. That's why I stand tall and smile. Don't need no fans. I'm my number one fan. I understand that I'm doing this, me and Jesus. He's pushing me to the words of prosperity, keeping my mind great, keeping me stead on the best things of life, not those things coming up strife. With my strength, I understand that my life is worthwhile living. Still here, I'm stealing the words from the atmosphere and I'm putting them into play so you can understand what I'm saying. I hope that you can live another day. Truth.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed them up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, preacher man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, you know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week. And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. And the fiend said, man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no. But to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, looky here, let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth and he hit it hard just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the Rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the Rev shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news, it was evident and destined to take place, just not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing profusely. Ears drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection, acknowledged her flaws, wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groomed me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation when they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are and where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're going to talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words,
China with the Lyrical Cypher, and we're actually about to fade out. We're going to phase out until next week, and I'm going to get Ms. Nikki to do a piece and just provide y'all with a few little nuggets before we roll out. So what's up, Nikki? How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Okay, we're going to do this. This one is called Life. I've come to the conclusion that my life is no illusion. It may be filled with a little confusion. No, I'm not disillusioned. Life has many obstacles, roadblocks, and caution signs. But I've learned to stay in my own lane and often bumpy double yellow lines. People can be toxic and very cruel. In my life, you are taught one golden rule. Honor thy mother and thy father, and your days will be long. Never disrespect them, or it can go all wrong. There's no room for a slick tongue, stomping feet, or talking back. Remember, mother knows best. Honey, child, I will open the door and let you walk, and let God handle the rest. Queen, I am a queen on a quest for understanding. Eagerly seeing more clear, eagerly examining without being naive, knowing my value, seeing more clear, I am a queen, quickly undressing your ego every time, noddingly, doing fine, patiently, waiting for more time. I am your queen, quietly, unbroken, emerging and embraced by your name. So when you look at me, you know that I am a queen. I is she, and she is me, quaint, unfazed, embarking every day nicely. Have a good night. Have a good week, you guys. We'll see you next week.
That was beautiful, everybody. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. That was Ms. Nikki in the building all the way from Los Angeles, California. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far. And I know I have. And just like I say, as you learn and grow, I just encourage everybody, first and foremost, let it set you first and then pass it on, because you never know what you have to say may be exactly what somebody else needs to hear. And sometimes we need to hear ourselves. Keep dreaming. And please don't stop dreaming, because you're worth it. No matter how old you are, how young you are worth it. The dreams that you have within can come to pass if you allow yourself to put in the work and the faith. Put those two things into action and stay focused. Y'all be blessed. Good night.